From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Obama administration has denied a Canadian company's application to build the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada to Texas. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the politically charged decision comes after more than 7 years of study.
President Obama downplayed claims made by advocates on both sides, saying the controversial pipeline would be neither the economic silver bullet that backers insisted, nor the fast lane to climate disaster, as critics complained. In the end, though, Obama sided with the pipeline's critics, saying a green light would have sent the wrong signal just ahead of an international climate summit in Paris.
America is now a global leader when it comes to taking serious action to fight climate change. And frankly, approving this project would have undercut that global leadership.
Obama shared the decision with the new Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, who is much less vociferous in his support for Keystone than his predecessor, Stephen Harper. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says extra security measures are in place at some foreign airports. The stepped-up efforts come after a Russian jetliner crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last weekend. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the White House is working closely with Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
Out of an abundance of caution, though, and mindful of that possibility, Secretary Johnson earlier today announced a series of interim precautionary measures that would be taken at a handful of airports in the region to further secure the aviation system for American travelers.
There's speculation that a bomb brought down the plane. Investigators and some government officials caution against drawing any conclusions. France says it will reinstate border controls for a month during the period around a world climate conference. It opens in Paris at the end of this month. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports France is normally part of Europe's free travel zone.
The French Interior Minister says officials are on alert for violent protesters as well as potential terror attacks during the climate conference. More than 40,000 participants and tens of thousands of activists are expected at the event, which starts November 30th and concludes December 11th. Heads of state from more than 80 nations will attend the opening days. Checks will begin soon at all airports with international flights and at 131 land crossings with neighboring countries, Belgium, Germany, Spain, Italy, Switzerland, and Luxembourg. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Hiring in the U.S. gained momentum in October. The Labor Department says employers added 271,000 jobs, far more than economists were forecasting, and nearly twice the number added in September. The nation's jobless rate declined to 5%. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 3 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 7. This is NPR News in Washington. Actor and politician Fred Thompson was laid to rest today in a flag-draped coffin. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the former U.S. senator was remembered as someone who was genuine and larger than life.
Southern Baptist pastor and political leader Richard Land delivered the eulogy.
If you were going to give him a one-sentence biography, that would be it. Fred Thompson as himself.
Thompson did play himself in his first movie about a political scandal in Tennessee. He was perhaps best known as the district attorney on Law and Order. When he decided to run for president in 2008, his fellow Republican Senator John McCain recalled feeling doomed.
When you close your eyes and imagine a president, you're more likely to see Fred's face than mine.
While Thompson's campaign sputtered quickly, McCain joked that a lot of people thought he already was president. Thompson died Sunday after a recurrence of lymphoma. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Hundreds of people are lining up at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History to get a look at the first baby Pentaceratops skull ever discovered. Museum curator Spencer Lucas says the New Mexico National Guard had the only helicopter able to lift the huge plastic jackets containing the fossils.
We worked with the guard to arrange to have the helicopters come and pick up these jackets. They then placed them on their trucks and drove them back to the museum where we just unloaded them and have now brought them into our research and collection area.
Museum technicians will begin the work of digging out the fossils from the rock in which they've been encased for more than 70 million years. This is NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.